From APM in New York, I'm Ben Johnson, and this is Marketplace Tech. This weekend, foreign ministers are gathering in Japan as part of the regular G7 meeting. The larger meeting happens in May, but when dignitaries from the U.S., Canada, Germany, Japan, Italy, the U.K., and France get together this weekend, they'll be talking about a proposed and unprecedented data-sharing plan. The plan has to do with airlines and governments getting a better handle in real time about who is traveling from where to where, points of origin and final destinations. It could help to combat terrorism. It could also raise questions about the privacy of people from the Group of Seven. Bob Mann is an airline industry analyst and consultant. Bob, what sort of data would be shared in this proposed exchange?
The passenger name record, of course, is information about the reservation that was made. So that has name, other services purchased, how it was purchased, in other words, form of payment, any upline travel segments, in other words, you're traveling on us from, let's say, Frankfurt to Washington, but you originated your flight in Kabul, Afghanistan, which may be of interest and which today may not be very well captured.
What about the security part of this? Are there potential vulnerabilities to hacking that would be greater under this kind of standardized information exchange that don't exist now?
This is largely, at least between the U.S. and a number of nations, information that's already being transferred. So what we're really talking about is making it more of a worldwide standard. But in addition, the information is encrypted as transmitted. The objections are understandable, and that's part of the process that I think the G7 has to go through. It's not only data privacy; it's the manner in which data is transmitted, which agencies actually have access to it, under what circumstances, for what purposes, how it is then either archived or disposed of, on what time frame.
Bob Mann, he is an airline industry analyst and consultant. Bob, thanks for joining us.
My pleasure, man. Thank you.
We've all been waiting to see who might step up and buy up Yahoo's internet business. Activist investors Marissa Mayer and the struggling company's board had been at odds about which pieces of Yahoo to sell off. Well, Bloomberg is now reporting that Google might be considering a deal where it would provide financing to a company or group of bidders for the internet parts. Interesting, because part of Yahoo's issue is that it has struggled to compete with Google in the search and digital advertising world. Verizon is another expected suitor. Bids for Yahoo's internet business are due on Monday. It's Silicon Valley time. My guest today, Nicholas Carlson, editor-in-chief of the website Insider and still committed Apple Watch wearer. Nick, you ready to play the game where we try to stump each other with numbers from the week's tech news?
I'm very excited for this.
3,160 comments.
The latest, I have no idea.
Dost thou Reddit?
I do Reddit. I can't say the name of the subreddit I use because it's foul language.
I like Spider Bros, the Reddit dedicated to understanding that spiders are actually your bros, even though they're really scary. Okay, the number that I'm the answer I was actually looking for is, at the time of this recording, this is how many comments, both positive and negative, Reddit has received after announcing their new blocking tool this week. The feature allows users to secretly block other users who interact with them directly, and aims to make the site's community safer from the harassment of trolls, of which there are many on Reddit, along with very good people as well. What do you got for me?
Okay. This number is 27 members.
There are 27 members in the South Korean super pop group dedicated to smartphone advertising?
So the answer is that it's 27 members of an FAA advisory panel on drone safety that say that we should be worried about drones flying over the public.
All right. I got something for you.
Okay.
One night a week.
The number of nights a week Donald Trump sleeps.
It's a good guess. what I'm looking for is Twitter winning the rights to broadcast Thursday night NFL games in full for free around the world.
Yeah.
On its platform.
The interesting angle on this is that this was going to be a Facebook deal. It fell through, and bad blood between.
Yeah.
Yeah. Why would you let bad blood get in the way of of great business.
Gossip from the tech industry.
Yeah.
What do you got for me?
One album.
One album is the number of Kendrick Lamar albums that I haven't listened to yet that was released recently over the internets.
That may be correct, but it's not the answer I was looking for.
I'm trying to stack the deck here. Yeah. All right. What do you got?
Yeah. A Japanese producer recreated Kanye's Life of Pablo.
Oh, that's right.
Come on.
Using information gathered from Genius and other places, right?
Yeah, yeah. He used Who Sampled. And to find out what Kanye sampled, and he had the lyrics in it. Actually, in parts, it sounded right, except for the fact that there was a robot reading the lyrics.
Nicholas Carlson, he's editor-in-chief of Insider. Nicholas, thanks for coming by.
My absolute pleasure, like I said.
And can a fail get more epic than a failed rocket launch?
Falcon 9 has cleared the tower.
That would be Elon Musk's other company, SpaceX, launching a Falcon 9 rocket for what would be a doomed mission last June. No humans were hurt. Today, the company tries again with a payload of non-essential goods. Target coordinates, the International Space Station. We'll see if 2016's SpaceX can top 2015's SpaceX. I'm Ben Johnson, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.